ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 21। त्वमस्य लोकस्य विभोरीरीक्षिषु गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संज्ञा सुरकोटि जूथपये। निर्बुज्यमानानि हनिष्यसे च मु त्वमस्य लोकस्य विभोरीरीक्षिषु गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संज्ञा सुरकोटि जूथपये। निर्बुज्यमानानि हनिष्यसे च मु तमस्य लोकस्य विभोरीरीक्षिषु गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संज्ञा सुरकोटि जूथपये। निर्बुज्यमानानि हनिष्यसे च मु त्वं योर लॉर्डशिप अस्य ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड लोकस्य स्पेशली ऑफ दिस मर्त्य लोका द प्लैनेट अर्थ Bibho, O Supreme, Rirarikshishu, desiring protection from the destruction of the Asuras. Grihe, in this house, Avatirnasi, have now appeared. Momo, my Akhileshwara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, Rajanna Sangha Asura Koti Juthapai, with millions of demons and their followers, in the roles of politicians and kings, Nirbujhamana, who are moving here and there, all over the world, Nihanishashe, will kill Chamu, the armies, paraphernalia, soldiers and retinues. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Please repeat after me. O my Lord,
O my Lord,
proprietor of all creation,
you have now appeared
in my house,
desiring to protect this world.
I am sure that you will kill all the armies
that are moving all over the world
under the leadership
of politicians
who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers,
but who are factually demons.
They must be killed by you
for the protection of the innocent public.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, to protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political power. It is said, kalikale namrupe Krishna avatar. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name, Nam Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Hare Krishna, incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Nrisimhadev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his asuric father. Because of such asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name through this movement, we can hope that these asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis and incarnations, and they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society. So, this chapter of the 10th canto, the third chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, has been described as the birth of Lord Krishna. Today is Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Today Krishna appeared about 5,000 years ago on this day, Krishna Janmashtami. This is the month of Bhadra. And in the Krishna Paksha, each month has two pakshas, the Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. So the Shukla Paksha is the waxing period of the moon, when the moon grows from new moon to full moon, and then comes the Krishna Paksha, when gradually from full moon it becomes new moon. So in the Krishna Paksha of the month of Bhadra, on the 8th day, which is today, Krishna appeared on this planet. He appeared in a very
unusual way. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although He is the controller of the entire creation, and although He doesn't really need to take birth, but Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, took birth as an ordinary human child. And then also He appeared, He took His birth in a prison. When Krishna appeared, His father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, were in a prison. So Krishna was born in a prison. Not even human child get the treatment of a midwife or a nurse at the time of their birth. But when Krishna appeared, no one was there to take care of His mother. And not only that, both His mother and father were imprisoned in the prison house of Kamsa. In such a terrible situation, Krishna appeared. Krishna appeared in such a terrible situation simply to increase our love for Him. When we love somebody and when we see that that person is suffering, what happens? Our heart becomes affected. We feel terrible pain when such a loved one suffers. So Krishna's pastimes are like a play. Krishna doesn't need to come as a human being and take birth as a human being. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could come straight away. Just as a king doesn't need anyone's permission or any arrangement to go to the prison. If the king wants to go to the prison, he can go to the prison anytime. And because it's his prison, and even if the king goes to the prison, he doesn't become the prisoner. He always remains the king. Similarly, Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer. And this material nature is like a prison house. This material nature has been described as a prison house, karagar, maithuna agara. This is a very special type of prison house, this material nature. In the prison house, the prisoners are tied down with shackles, with chains. But this material nature is a prison house where everybody is tied down with maithuna kankha, tied down with sex desire. This prison house is where everyone is tied down with a special shackle, that is the shackle of sex desire. So this is Krishna's arrangement. So anyway, Krishna comes into this prison house. Now why does He come? He comes to fulfill two main objectives. Paritranaya sadhunam and vinashaya cha dushritam. He comes to protect the devotees and annihilate the demons. Protect the devotees and annihilate the demons. Paritrana sadhunam vinashayacha dushkritam. So by appearing in this world, He fulfills these two purposes. He protects the devotees, and not only protects the devotees, He allows the devotees to associate with Him. And He annihilates the demons. And He comes in various ways. Sometimes He comes directly from the spiritual sky.
riding on Garuda. Dwaraka se chale Gopal, Garuda ke bichhare, chakra se graho ko mari, Brajaraj ko udhare, Gajaraj ko udhare. When Krishna rescued the king of the elephants, Gajaraj, when Krishna and annihilate, Krishna came to protect the Gajaraj by annihilating the crocodile, Gajaraj prayed, the king of the elephants was praying to him. He saw that now the time has come for him to die, so he was offering his prayers to Krishna. And Krishna came directly to rescue him. To rescue Prahlad Maharaj, Paritranaya Sadhunam, and Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, was torturing Prahlad Maharaj. He was even trying to kill his own son, Prahlad. So to protect Prahlad Maharaj, and annihilate Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisingadev, the Lord appeared, Krishna appeared as Lord Nrisingadev. And he appeared from a pillar. Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa. So Keshava, Krishna, just appeared from a pillar. In this way, Krishna can come any way he wants. His appearance is like an actor on a stage. An actor plays various roles on a stage according to the necessity or demand or the need of the role. So Krishna comes, can come in any way, but sometimes he comes in as a human being and he takes birth as a human. Krishnero jateko khela, tar moddhe naro lila, naro bopu taharo swarup. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, his naro lila, his human-like pastimes, are most exalted. Because naro bopu, his identity, his form is very much like a human form. But that doesn't mean that when Krishna comes, he becomes a human being. Krishna is always Krishna. Whether he comes as a fish, whether he comes as a tortoise, whether he comes as a boar, or whether he comes as a half man, half lion, or whether he comes as a human being, he is always the Supreme Personality of God. His form may differ, but he remains the all-powerful supreme controller, supreme personality of God. But here says, Naro Bopu Taharo Swarup. The human-like form is his swarup, his original identity. So the supreme personality of Godhead looks like the human. Two-armed. What is the form like human being? Human forms are like with two arms, one head, two legs, and so forth. Generally, it's a two-armed form. The Lord also has four-armed form. But that form is not his original identity. Four-armed form is not his swarup. His swarup is Dibhuj Shyam Sundar. It's two-armed. Human-like form, with the complexion of like a monsoon cloud. And in that pastimes, Krishna appears. There are other human-like forms also. He appears as Ramchandra. But when he appeared as Ramchandra, he was a king. He was a prince. He was born in a royal palace under royal care and
patronage. Everybody, his mother, was treated very, very carefully. But in that pastimes also, we see that he had to go to the forest for 14 years. And in the forest, like he was supposed to be the king, he was a crown prince, he was supposed to rule the kingdom. But the day before, or not only the day before, the very day he was supposed to be coronated, he was banished from his kingdom. Now, why does the Lord perform such activities? These activities are known as pastimes, leela. Pastimes are like a drama. Like drama must have conflict. Drama must have intertwining of different mellows in order to churn our emotion. Like if things are, let's say for example, if everything goes on nicely, everything is okay, do we become excited about that? No. But if someday somebody comes and beats up somebody who we love, then how do we feel? Then we become very excited. And we feel that now let's go and beat up that person. So similarly, the Lord also creates that situation. If he came and just killed the demons, there wouldn't have been any drama. But when the Lord there is an excitement, like Ramchandra is banished to the forest. What happens to those who love Ramchandra? When you see the drama, who do you side with? When you see a movie, I don't know, you don't see movies, but when you go to see a movie, or when you go see a drama, in the drama, who do you side with? Do you side with the hero or the villain? You side with the hero. And when you see in the movies, you see often the hero is going through a lot of difficulties. The hero is beaten up, hero is... How do you feel when you see the hero being beaten up? Don't you feel excited? Don't you feel that to just jump onto the stage and start beating that person? So that is the purpose of a drama. The churning of emotion. So Krishna does that, appearing as Lord Ramchandra, appearing as Krishna. So we are seeing Krishna is born in a prison house. In such a distressful condition, Krishna is born. In Krishna's pastimes, we feel although his birth is difficult and painful or causing pain, causing distress to our heart, but his whole activities are full of joy. Although he is born in the prison, he is transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj. And then in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna grew up with so much love and so much affection. And Krishna grew up and he started to play with his friends, other cowherd boys. And then Krishna grew up, they started to tend the calves. When Krishna was 5 years old, they went with the cowherd boys went to tend the cows, the calves, the little baby cows. And at that time, so many demons tried to kill Krishna. But what did Krishna do? Krishna killed all the demons. How do you feel when Krishna is smashing and killing all those demons? Don't you feel excited? Don't you feel happy? So in this way, by sometimes causing pain, sometimes causing happiness, Krishna is developing our attachment, making us, causing us to develop our attachment to Him. And that is the purpose of His pastimes. He performs His pastimes and He kills the demons and He protects the devotees. And from that, what do we learn? We naturally become attracted towards Him. And this attraction is the only purpose. To create this attraction is the only purpose of Krishna's coming to this planet. The paritranaya sadhunam. How does Krishna ultimately paritran? Paritran means to rescue. And paritran means specially rescued. How does Krishna specially rescue the living entities from the material nature? By causing them to become attached to Him. So that is the purpose. But of course in the material nature there are some demons. The demoniac people will become more averse to Krishna. The sadhus become attracted and the demons become averse. So by appearing, Krishna serves two purposes. The demons become more demoniac and the sadhus become attracted to Him. And the demons become demoniac and then what does Krishna do? Krishna kills them. Krishna kills them. Like for example, Shishupal. His whole business was to insult Krishna. Because he simply wanted to insult Krishna. Shishupal was born with four hands and three eyes. And seeing such a ghastly appearance, they could recognize that he's a demon. So they were considering to throw him away. But then there was a voice in the sky that declared, that announced, that don't worry, his form will become normal. And when you place him on somebody's... the consideration actually was that on whose lap when he is placed, then his two arms and one eye will disappear. The third eye and two hands will disappear. So, he was placed on various laps. I mean, people were in anxiety. That his father and mother was in anxiety. And then one day Krishna and Balaram came to their house. They were actually relatives. His mother, Shishupal's mother, was Vasudev's sister, Krishna's father's sister. And when they came, just playfully the child was placed on Krishna's lap and his two arms disappeared and the third eye disappeared. So his mother could recognize that he'll be killed by Krishna. So his mother appealed to Krishna, Krishna, please don't take any offense. Please don't care, don't kill him. So Krishna said, okay, I will tolerate his 100 offenses. Not only 100 offenses, the 100 causes, 100 offenses that could be good enough to kill him. There are certain offenses that gives us a liberty to kill somebody. Like for example, if somebody sets fire in your house, then you can kill him. If somebody steals your wealth, you can kill him. These are the few injunctions in the scriptures that give the reasons for one to kill somebody. So Krishna said, okay, I'll tolerate his 100 offenses. But still, Shishupal was so envious of Krishna that Shishupal was... Whenever he saw him, he used to just insult Krishna. That is his business. So this is the business of a demon.
Whenever they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or whenever they hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they blaspheme Him. And this way, 100 such offenses were committed by Shishupal. The last one was committed in the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthira. At the time of Rajasuya Yajna, Krishna was given the Argha, the first Argha, the greatest honor. So Shishupal became so furious, so envious. He said, why Krishna? Why it's offered to Krishna? There are so many other people who are greater than Krishna. Bhishma is there, he's the grandsire. There is, if you say that you wanted to offer it to among your allies, your friends, your own people, then Drupad was there, who is by age, who is much senior. And there are so many exalted sages, rishis, present here in this assembly. So why it's offered to Krishna? And who is Krishna? He's just a gwala. He's just a coward man. There is a consideration that he's a kshatriya. But what kind of a kshatriya? Born in a prison, then brought up like a gwala. The kshatriyas are very proud of their kshatriya heritage. And they look down upon the other classes, the vaishyas and sudras. So he considered that Krishna is a vaishya. And in this way he kept on insulting Krishna. And then he started to insult in many other ways. So he's a debauchee. When he was young, he did this, he did that. So Krishna tolerated. And just as the 100th offense was over, Krishna declared that this person, I promised to his mother that I'll tolerate 100 offenses, that is fit to kill him. Now that is over, so now I'm killing him. Krishna called his Sudarshan Chakra and chopped off his head. So this is how we can see, this is a natural characteristic of a demon to insult Krishna. Stop Krishna consciousness. So this is how we recognize a demon and a devotee. And Prabhupada is pointing out here that there is this, in this age of Kali, Krishna appeared in a very special way. How did Krishna appear in this age? How many of you know? How many of you listen to the purport carefully? What is the special way that Krishna appeared? Okay, you tell me. As the holy name. Very good. Krishna appeared as the holy name. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Avatar, Krishna has incarnated in the form of his holy name. Now we will see, Krishna has appeared in the form of a holy name. There will be people who will be attracted to the holy name. And there will be people, those who will try to stop the propagation of the holy name. So those who are trying to stop the propagation of the holy name, what will we understand? They are the demons. And those who accept the holy name, they are the devotees. This is how, in this age, one will show his allegiance to Krishna. Accept the holy name. And this holy name is non-different from Krishna. You take shelter of the holy name, just as Krishna gives protection to his devotees, the holy name will give protection to you. The situation may be very dangerous in this age of Kali. But if you take shelter of the holy name, you will get protection. I'm sure many of you have experienced it. In a difficult situation, you chant the holy name, then what happens? All kinds of wonderful things happen. You get the protection. How many of you felt that? How many of you had that realization?
experience. Very good. You chant the holy name and you'll get the protection. To give an example how the holy name gives the protection, once in Germany, long time ago, in the city called Hamburg, the devotees were chanting at night in a crowded, busy area. And they were chanting, and then all of a sudden they see that a huge man was just coming towards him. So devotees didn't know what to do. So they just started to chant even more loudly. And the man was running towards them as if he was coming to hit them. And then as he came within, say, 5-6 feet of them, then the man, just his body just went up and he fell on the ground. And he became unconscious. The paramedics came, the ambulance came, and the paramedics declared that he had a massive heart attack. Now tell me, why does all of a sudden one gets a heart attack like that? So holy name took care of him. So this is how we have to have our faith in the holy name, and this is how we should take shelter of the holy name, and this is how we should become a devotee of the Lord. How do we become a devotee of the Lord in this age? The way to become a devotee of the Lord in this age is simply by accepting the holy name and chanting the holy name. Just chant the holy name and you will get the shelter and protection of Krishna. Well, there's going to be the Guru Puja at 8:15. So I'll give about 10 minutes for question answers. Does anybody have any question? Give him the mic.
Guru Maharaj, you said that by Krishna's descent, the demons become more demonic.
More demoniac means they display their demonic. Their demoniac propensities become intensified. Yeah. So, what is your question? Okay, that was your question. Okay, Krishna Chand.
Those who propagate the holy name, devotees, and those who go against the propagation of the holy name are of demonic nature. Now, we can also see some exceptions to this in the sense that someone may, without due to ignorance, may have been opposing the Hare Krishnas because of not knowing about what actually it is. And, you know, later on, when he's exposed to the right philosophy, he may become a devotee. On the other hand, we may see certain individuals who may apparently support the movement, but for their own, vested interests. So, do we consider these people as devotees as well as demons?
Yeah. Actually, people are of three categories. Devotee, innocent, and offender. Offender means demon. Innocents are innocents. They don't know. That's why they didn't accept, or sometimes they may even be opposing. But when they're properly educated, when they have become aware of the benefit of chanting the holy name, have recognized that holy name is Krishna's mercy, then they accept the holy name. That is the innocent. But even if someone is a demon, still he can become a devotee. It's not that the demons cannot become devotees. Even the demons can become devotees in a proper situation. Especially in this age of Kali, In other ages, Krishna kills the demons. But in the age of Kali, Krishna doesn't kill the demons. In the age of Kali, Krishna makes the demons also into devotees. That is the special prerogative of the age of Kali. So even if someone is demoniac, doesn't matter. We can pray for him and he can become a devotee one day.
You see that certain preachers, somehow they make lots of words which the Prabhupada gave himself and Bhakti Siddhanta, whereas certain others may not have so widely preached and not having maybe many disciples as such. So the thing is it exactly only related to the purity of the individual, or is it that it is just Krishna's desire, like Gaurakshita Gauri Maharaj, he had only one disciple, but Prabhupada preached all over the world. So two parts of the question, that is it only due to purity, or is it...
What's your question, like the first part of it?
So is it only due to the purity that somebody is able to deliver many individuals, and due to lack of purity that somebody is not...
Well, it will depend upon their attitude. Some people want to preach, some people don't want to preach. Don't want to preach in the sense, they rather prepare for preaching. They make the preparations for preaching. That is, everyone is preaching, directly or indirectly. Like say, for example, the Goswamis of Vrindavan. They did not directly preach so much. But they wrote the books. So these books are the preparation for preaching. On the basis of the books, we preach. And they gave us the books. They prepared the ground for preaching. Whereas others, they will go directly and preach. You see, and the preaching, the effectivity of preaching is not in the number of disciples or number of followers. The effectivity of the preaching lies in how expertly they are making them into devotees. Like there may be some people who have many disciples, but are they devotees? No. There are so many gurus. They have so many disciples. But did they become devotees? No. There are some gurus, they have thousands of disciples. Not thousands, hundreds of thousands of disciples. But did they become devotees? No. Why not? Because the guru is not pure enough. Guru is not Krishna Tattva Vetya. So the more of a Krishna Tattva Vetya one is, more effectively he'll be able to change the hearts. So it is not in number, but it's on purity. But even in purity, some will directly preach, some will not preach. Like, who will question the purity of the Goswamis of Vrindavan? Purity of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They are undoubtedly not only pure devotees, they were the most intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they didn't preach. Whereas, other, like as you said, Prabhupada, preached all over the world. And the result is, whoever came in contact with Srila Prabhupada became a devotee. Okay. Any other question? Give him the mic.
Actually, I have another question. That drama, why does Krishna, of sorts,
why does he create a drama?
Why does he need to create a drama?
As I mentioned, he creates the drama to create the excitement and attraction. Do you become attracted to a person on the street? No. But when that person, you see him on the stage playing a drama, then do you relate to him? Right?
Have you ever come across somebody like that? So when you see him playing on the stage, or he develops a relationship with you, then do you become attracted to him? To give you a chance to become attracted to him. Otherwise you won't become attracted to him. Right? If Krishna just came and he just stood there, would you become attracted? But when Krishna comes and kills the demons, do you become attracted? Somebody is coming to harm you, hurt you. Krishna comes and kills him. How do you feel about it? Don't you feel grateful towards Krishna and attracted towards Krishna? So that is why Krishna actually plays this pastime. So that you and I can develop our attachment to him. Otherwise, there won't have been any place, any room for attraction. As I said, like, you take shelter of the holy name and the Lord gives you protection. So the number of demons are increasing, but the number of devotees are also increasing. Like some months back, some years back, were you a devotee? So the number of devotees increased by one, by you becoming a devotee. So isn't it? So the number of devotees are also increasing. So as you said, like, what will happen, how the devotees will be protected, because the demons are increasing in number so much. Actually, the number of demons are always more in this world